Hello and welcome again to Love and Worship Live. I'm Greg Williams and Merry Christmas. Man, I'm so excited about this, so I'm just going to jump right in today as it's so powerful as we continue with our lessons from Advent and Christmas Part 3. All right, we've talked about Mary and Joseph, faith, humility, and obedience. We've talked about the shepherds, God's grace is for all. And this week, we're going to talk about the most important thing. Christmas is Christ. Now, first of all, you have to know, if you've watched me at all, heard anything at all, you have to know that I'm a Christmas freak, all right? You can tell by my ties. 2 weeks ago, I had the whole nativity scene out on a tie. Last week, I had Charlie Brown. And this week, I've got Disney, Mickey Mouse, with a tree. But here's the point. I love it all. I love Santa, Grinch, Charlie Brown, Scrooge, 34th Street, you name it, I love it. You know why? Because I choose to take every part of it and point it all to Christ. There's a message in there that would not be there without Christ. Hope, peace, joy, love. They're always there. Change lives, change hearts, think Scrooge. Okay? They're always there. That's why I share with you today that Christmas is Christ. Now, he's much more than a baby in a manger. But it all began there, and there would be no hope without that first Christmas when he came in the flesh, in the form of a helpless babe. So let's take a look at the Christ of Christmas. Christ, first of all, is the eternal God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the creator and sustainer of all that exists. Before he was ever a baby. Before he was ever a baby. That was my mom, by the way, calling, because she probably wants to know how to get on Facebook and watch it, okay? Before Christ was ever a baby, as we look at Christ, let's begin with his eternal existence as God the Son. I'm going to give you a few scriptures, but there's many more, and I'm going to put them in the full article that you can find at www.loveandworship.com. So you won't get all of them here. There's more in the article, so check that out. But look at Isaiah 9:6, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Prince of Peace. John 1:1, and the Word was with God and was God. In the beginning, before he was ever a baby, he was God, eternally existent as God. He is, always has been, and always will be the King of heaven and earth, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6:15-16 speaks to that. Revelation 17:14, he's going to come in all that glory. And Revelation 19:16. He's the very creator of the universe who holds all things together. Colossians 1:15-17 tells us that. In order for us to understand all that he did in coming to earth, we need to remember and know who he has always been and always will be and what he gave up. Philippians 2:3-8. Secondly, Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Now we're right in the thick of Christmas, right? But we need to know who he was, always has been and always will be. And then we see all of that became a baby. Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. He gave up all the glories and the lifestyle of heaven, even his divine nature, set it aside, and yet he was still God. I don't understand that. You can call me, you can text me, we'll talk about it, but I can't explain that. I just accept it by faith because of all that he's done in my life and in so many others. But he set that aside to become a man in the very form of a helpless baby in a manger as Emmanuel. God with us, God became us. Isaiah 7:14. Talks about that. And Isaiah 9:2-7. Matthew 1:18-25. Luke 1:2. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us and with us and as us. Wow. He was fully God and fully man. And it is not only crucial in our salvation, but in our faith that we are of his Spirit. 1 John 4:1-4 says, test the spirits to see if they are of God. And you know what they test? Do you really believe that Christ is Christmas? that Christmas is Christ, that he came in the flesh. He was fully God, but came in the flesh. Any variation of that says it's an antichrist. But anyone who believes that is of God. Because ultimately, you believe that this creator of the universe became a baby human being. How powerful is that? You see, the writer of Hebrews tells us that in becoming flesh and man, he became the perfect high priest, the perfect lamb, the sacrifice for our sins, and he brought us into a relationship with himself as God, with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 5, 1 through 10, 9, 11 through 14, and 10, 11 through 18 all speak to what he did. And it began at Christmas when he came from all that glory to dwell in a baby's body. Had he never come in the flesh as us, we would still have to offer imperfect and continual sacrifices. In coming to us as the babe of Christmas, Emmanuel made the way for forgiveness of sins and for us to enter into both his presence and a relationship with him. Man, that's incredible. That's Christmas. Remember that without Christmas, there would be no cross and no Easter resurrection, no hope. Praise the Lord. He came. Now we've looked at him as eternal God, creator, King of kings, Lord of lords. We've looked at him as Emmanuel, coming as a baby in the flesh, as us. The third thing, Christ lived as a boy and a man. Luke 2:52 says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. He grew physically. He grew mentally, emotionally. He grew spiritually because he had to learn things. Yet disrespected as the son of a blue-collar tradesman and an illegitimate child of a mother who was pregnant without being married. He traveled as a homeless, itinerant preacher and teacher, Matthew 8, 19 and 20, and Luke 9, 57 and 58, and was rejected by the spiritual leaders and many of the people of his day, even his own family for quite some time. Luke 11, 14 and 15, John 10, 31 through 38, and several more scriptures. Remember, go to the article, loveandworship.com, and look for this part 3 of Lessons from Advent and Christmas, and you'll see all of this and see how it comes together in an unbelievable way for us and for his glory. He experienced everything that you and I do as human beings with regard to pain, temptation, ridicule, mockery, and yet was without sin. Hebrews 2, 17 and 18 and 4, 14 and 15. And because of that, he is able to help us in all our struggles and frustrations and trials and temptations. You had any of those in 2020? Fourth, Christ became us so that he could become sin for us and suffer and die as the perfect sacrifice, a humiliating criminal's death on a cross, which actually was meant for me and for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Philippians 2:5 through 8, and Romans 5:8 tell us. Romans 5:8 in particular says that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He couldn't have done that if he hadn't become man. He gave up heaven, was born as a human, lived in poverty and homeless, became sin and died so that you and I could be set free and become righteousness through and in him. John 14, 6, Romans 3, 21 through 23, Galatians 5, 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. That's what he did. And it started at Christmas. You see, without the cross, his incarnation would mean nothing, and we would be lost. But praise the Lord for his indescribable gift coming to us at Christmas. Number 5, Christ rose again. The tomb is empty because he is victorious over sin and death and hell, and by grace through faith, He's given me and you that same victory in Him. Hebrews 2, 9 and 10 and 14 and 15. Check out the Love and Worship devotional today, and you'll see a visual on that. Colossians 2, 9 through 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 53 through 56. Romans 6, 4 and 8, 1 through 5. And I'll quote Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And it goes on through that rest of that text, 1 through 5, to say, to those who walk not in the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Christ has become all things in that He was, is, and always will be fully God, and came as fully man, existing as both fully God and man, and He could overcome flesh, sin, death, and hell for the sake of all those who believe in Him. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then you go to 17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Hey, you know what that tells me? I live in a condemned world, and I was condemned. Jesus came to change that. Without Easter and the resurrection, Christmas and Good Friday would mean nothing. You see how I did there? Without the baby in the manger, Good Friday and Easter means nothing. Without Christmas. Without Good Friday, Christmas and Easter mean nothing. And without Easter, Christmas and Good Friday mean nothing. He did it all for you and me. Our hope is in Him and His resurrection to give us new life. We are victorious in Christ. That's Christmas. But I got one more. The sixth one. We want to really know Him, right? I've taken you through everything that says about Him. There's more, but this will help you know Him. This will help you behold Him. That's a key phrase, by the way. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Christ will return again as conquering King of all the nations. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. 15, 3 and 4. Revelation 17, 14 and 19, 16. Now again, go look. I'm going to have these in the article. And He will claim all of His own who believe in Him and walk in faith and obedience to Him. All of that's part of what it means to know Him as Savior and Lord. Because He came, lived, died, and rose again, because heaven was temporarily emptied of His presence, and the manger, cross, and tomb are all empty. See what I did there with the empty? We who believe in Him will reign in His kingdom and with Him and are filled with Him. The Christ of Christmas was not just a babe in a manger. Let me break it down for you. He is the creator and sustainer of the entire universe and all that exists. He was Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, God and man. He became us. He suffered an excruciating death in humility and rejection, all for us. He rose from the dead as the first fruits of all those who would follow Him in the resurrection life. That's you and me, those who believe. If you don't, call us, text us, email me. I want you to know that victory. I'm not telling you everything will be perfect from here forward, but I can tell you, you can know that it's going to be in Him. That's what my faith does for me. He will return again as the conquering King for all those who have chosen to make Him Savior and Lord. That's the Christ of Christmas. So let us worship this babe in the manger. He is Creator, Sustainer, Emmanuel, the Suffering Servant, the Risen Son of God and Son of Man, the Returning Conquering King and our Savior and Lord. Do you know Him? I can't do it like He does, so I'm not going to try. But let me encourage you, I've got the link in here to listen to S.M. Lockridge's That's My King. You need to listen to it. I'm getting goosebumps right now as I talk about it. And remember as you do that He's that babe in the manger that we celebrate at Christmas, that we love and adore, and He's so much more. And thanks be to God that he gave us his indescribable gift. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 2 Corinthians 9:15. Before I leave, I want to encourage you, as my brother Jeff and I, behind the camera there, listened to it just before. I heard a new Christmas song today that at the end of 2020, I don't think there's a better one. It's by an artist whose name is Francesca Battistelli. And I'm going to link it in the comments, and it's simply called, it's simply entitled, Behold Him. It will move you if you will take the time to listen, and it will prepare you to do just that this Christmas. Don't forget, check out our videos, check out the podcast and the articles at www.lovingworship.com. Share them with others and encourage them to listen so they can get to know Him. That's my prayer. Again, no counseling corner or mentoring minute this week, but I want to give you 5 action items that will help you this Christmas. And I'm going to start by asking this question again. Do you know Him? The first one is this. Ask the Lord to show you what it meant for Him to leave all the glory of heaven to become human. Number 2, ask Him to show you this Christmas what it meant for Him to live and suffer as we do in our humanity. He did the same thing. Number 3, ask Him to show you what it meant for Him to die in your place. Whether you accept Him or not, He did it. He won't force it, but He loves you enough to have followed through with it so you can know Him as Savior and Lord. Number 4, ask Him what it will be like to live with Him as Savior and Lord. Because when you choose Him as Savior, you learn to walk with Him as Lord. If you're not, you didn't get the gift. Ask Him, receive that gift, follow through in baptism, an obedient life, and see what it means to walk with Him as Lord. It'll change everything. But first, you've got to accept Him as Savior. That's the gift He gives you. Free gift of grace by His sacrifice. And finally, number 5, ask Him what it will be like to reign with Him in truth and love. He's promised us that. That's the Christ of Christmas. Do you know the babe who came in the flesh to be our Savior? The suffering servant as your Lord? The one who laid down His life for you as your friend? Do you know Him? Do you know the itinerary homeless teacher as your master? Do you know the falsely accused criminal as your conquering king? Do you know Him? If you need help, contact us at Love and Lordship this week. Anytime, you can reach me at loveandlordship@gmail.com or my cell number is 859-229-6504. We'll be glad to walk through this with you and point you to the Christ of Christmas and everything else that He is. Please continue to pray for Love and Lordship. Thank you for those who have given. If the Lord lays it on your heart to give to this ministry so we can continue to share more, please follow through. You can do that on the website. There's a give button in the top right corner. I've got links in here. You can do it in several ways. You can do it mobile. You can do it. There's a cash app that you can do it if that's your way. You can do it both mobile and app through Cheerful. If you sign up for that, your spare change goes to Kingdom Work. Okay? So there's several ways you can mail it in, and I've got the address. We need your help at the end of the year. We know it's been a tough year. So if you can't, don't worry about it. But if God is leading you to do it, give to us. And if He's not, find out where He's leading you to give. And be faithful. He will bless you. And I want you to know that. Thank you very much for that. Love and Lordship is here to help you live joyfully and have healthy and fulfilling relationships in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. We don't charge for any of this, so your help is needed, and we thank you for that. Appreciate it, but we want to be here as a safe place for anyone who needs it and wants to get to know Him. It will turn your life around. If your church or group or organization would like to have Love and Lordship come, contact me again, loveandlordship@gmail.com or 859-229-6504, and we'll see what we can do to connect with you and get there to your church and your organization. And by the way, before I sign off today, the book is on Google Play, The Authority of Love. You can get the ebook there, and you can get both a paperback now, praise the Lord, as of yesterday morning, paperback version and the Kindle version. They're both right together. They're linked together on Amazon. So appreciate you if you would go take a look at that. And if you like it, leave a review. And if you don't, leave a bad one. It'll teach me something, okay? I appreciate that. I trust the Lord in all of that. We desire at Love and Lordship to make disciples that make disciples in every home and church in the name of Jesus Christ and for His glory. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a wonderful Christmas and Advent season in the Christ of Christmas. And God bless.